All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, welcome to a Way Back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects. Hopefully you're having one hell of a day, and it's going to get even better now that we are here to entertain you for the next 3 hours or so.
I'm only doing 2 hours and 50 minutes. I'm not doing the last half.
Well, that's more than you normally give us.
Oh,
so at the same
you
time,
dirty
we'll work our way
bastard.
Through it.
He walked right into that
I did. Yeah. Just poof, right into it. Damn it. And I could tell already you're going to be Mr. Quick-Witted today.
Did I ever tell you that story?
This is not going to be fun. No, what story?
So when I had the townhouse in Midtown, she's going to kid. She's working out right now, so I'm fine.
I love that
my
everything that
date,
Joel says is predicated on his Lisa listening.
My second date with Lisa at my townhouse, I had a storm door aside from the wooden door. I had a storm door.
Oh, I know exactly where this is going already.
Yeah.
She's
going to
be pissed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a tweeter right now.
Out front, and I went to let her in the gate, and I was like, oh, you can just go in. I got to lock this gate behind you. And next thing I hear, poof, and I turn around to look. She had no idea there was a storm door and just face first into that door and bounced back. And she's like... She's like, you're not. I'm like, I'll never tell.
I've not. No. Was there like a big greasy smudge mark from her face on it?
And I was like laughing so hard. And she was like, you're never going to forget. I go, well, I might forget it from time to time, but when it's brought up again, I will chuckle.
That is the best.
Yeah, she drilled that door.
I've done some similar stuff like that, though. I'm not going to lie. I have walked into things.
I haven't walked in any glass, per se, but.
I'm prone to that. I'm prone to that. Slow day in sports. Should be a fun, non-sportsy day. We were very, very sportsy yesterday.
We were.
First
and
two
Monday.
Because when you look at what we were planning on getting to, we left a whole bunch on the table because there was just so much Texans.
So
and
if you text or tweet us about not being sportsy today, you can just go ahead and suck it now. Because it's a slow day, too. But last night, I took the wife. So we always, I don't know if it's like this in your household. I don't believe that's the case. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for you. And Nick, feel free to chime in as you wish. But for myself and Nora, it's always a struggle to figure out what we're going to have for dinner. That is not an easy conversation to have. I feel like most married men go through this where it's like, what do you want for dinner? I don't care. What do you want?
I
want? I want you to make a decision. That's all I want. I just want you to pick something, and I'll go get it. Now, I've seen the memes, so don't send them to me, where guess where I was going to take you for dinner tonight? And then they say it, and you go, that's right. And then you made them pick it. I've seen that before, so don't send it to me like you thought of it. Oh, you might. So this is a struggle for us every night because we don't have kids, and we're lazy, and we don't like to cook. So we can never – So when she's on the way home, she calls me and says, by the way, did you know that there was a Five Guys Burgers right by the Sam's that shut down on 99 down the road a bit? I was like, I did not. And she said, don't you like that place? I said, it's not bad. I've eaten there before. I like it. She said, I've never had it before. I said, let's go. Because then I'm like, boom, that's one night. No one has to think of anything. Mm-hmm. We can just go eat. So we go to Five Guys. And please save all your Five Guys jokes.
You already beat everybody to it.
I beat you
funny.
To it.
It was
Thank
funny.
You. Thank you very much. But you can save them all.
You should try getting in comedy someday.
I should consider that. So we go to Five Guys and we get our food. And first things first, the food was great, by the way.
I've heard
burgers are
things.
Always legit. They give you a ton of fries. Everything was good. And while I was there, I actually someone said hi. I was sitting there with Nora, and we were waiting on our order, and a dude in a Dallas Cowboy hat, and I didn't get his name like a dumbass. I should have asked his name, but some dude just sitting at the table across from us, he just looks up, and he gets this surprised look on his face. He goes, dude, I love your show. I listen all the time. Y'all are hilarious.
That's great.
Like, thanks, man. I appreciate that. And then the table next to me started looking at me like, who is this dude? Like, they have no idea Like, what? What is going
on here? Why is the manager looking at it going, I should probably comp this dude's food?
Yeah, no. But he was super cool, man, because, you know, we've talked about on the show, people have asked us, do we mind? And, you know, AJ comes up because he'll be like, yeah, don't talk. And it was great, man, because we weren't eating. We were just hanging out. And he was like, love the show. And he didn't, like, make it awkward or weird. He was super cool about it. So that was awesome. But
touch you?
No touching involved whatsoever. He was a table away and didn't come over. So it was awesome. I bring all of this up because at one point we're sitting there eating and a couple comes in with a baby. Now, I don't know. I'm not a good judge of character or not character, but I'm not a good judge of age of a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's either zero and then 10. And then anything that's less than 10 is zero to me, or one. I mean, if you want to. So, like, every baby is 5 years old. I have no idea. I don't know how old this kid was. Okay. They walk in with this baby, and then they've got to take off all the layers of clothes that they have on it, right? You've probably been there.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do? They put the baby on the table, standing the baby up. So that the baby and his nasty ass baby shoes are on the surface, on the table. They're standing their baby on the table while they're disrobing their baby on the table. And I'm just like, that's disgusting. And Nora's like, I don't know if that baby can walk or not. I was like, it doesn't matter if that baby, you know, at some point they put him on the ground in them nasty ass shoes and be like, come to Manny, you can walk. And then he falls down because he's not ready to walk yet or whatever. Don't put your baby on a table like that. That's disgusting.
That's not a problem. He didn't crap on the table. It's just his shoes.
Exactly. Shoes. Guess where shoes are not supposed to be? On a surface where people eat. Period.
You don't trust if that they will come in and wipe up the table and
no, I don't.
Desanitize it and everything.
The food you got or are getting is going to be one on a tray, two in a wrapper or a box. So
it's disgusting.
Not going to touch the table.
Doesn't matter. It's disgusting.
Did you say anything? Did they do anything?
I gave them a dirty look, but they weren't looking because they didn't care. They were just undressing their baby on a table.
Or maybe they noticed it and they're like, I'm not making eye contact with
they
that guy. I am not making eye contact with
they
that guy.
They won't be listening to the show now. They got the dirty look. That's over.
Well, no one knew who I was except the one guy. So
well, he was
like going to
tell everybody.
Oh, hey, no. No, he was gone by now. He was already gone.
Oh, okay.
They came in after he left. But I just thought, and that's not the first time I've seen that, by the way. This is a common occurrence with parents and their babies.
I got a problem with the people that change the diaper on the table. Oh, yeah.
Who did that?
Oh, yeah.
I would call the police. I would call the law on them. That's too far. Dirty shoes is disgusting, and if Marvin Zindler was around, God rest his soul, he would throw you in restaurant jail.
Mm-hmm.
But changing a diaper on a table where people eat?
Yeah.
Oh, where did you see that? Now, that I would say. I'd be like, you know what? That's disgusting.
McDonald's.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Man, this is another reason not to have kids. They're the worst. Oh,
that's not
God,
true.
They're just the worst.
See, and I
have you ever put your, have you ever
I would
put
not
Taylor's,
do that with Taylor.
Stood her on
and,
a table
and
undressed her?
Lisa's a germaphobe, too, because it was funny. When I was with the Rockets, and we would sit there, and I would hear the stories when Lisa was pregnant, and people would share the stories, and I was like, you guys got to tell me. Like, is it always going to be where she's such a germaphobe worried about? Because I want my kid to have an immune system built up so that she's. So we have this discussion going mm-hmm. all the time. And I remember Cornbread Maxwell, who does the former player for Rocket Celtics. Yep. He does the radio for the Celtics. He goes, bro, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Just make sure you have another one. I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, the first one. Man, they're going to be worried about everything for every germ, and you're going to be running your ass off, and you're going to be all upset about it. He goes, the second one, they can fall in crap, and you're just going to take a wet towel, wipe that thing off, and keep going because they lighten up after the second one. I was like, man, I got to get to work on a second one then because Lisa's germophobia with Taylor, it just, there's a reason why she, when you first sign her up for school, she got sick for like mm-hmm. a month. Mm-hmm. And then after that, sanitary stuff, Lisa's over the top with, so like even if she loaded a diaper, we had to like get to the back of the car and have the certain changing table that popped out of the bag and all this, you know, and like a.
But you're not putting their shoes on a table, is the
no,
the
but
takeaway.
I don't think the shoes are that bad. I just think, because I think there's so many different layers you're going to have, like I said, with the containers and trays and stuff. But I see your point.
And somebody texted the show already. You're so funny, sir, texter. It's not your table, dumbass. What do you care? Because that's gross. It's somebody else's table that's going to come in after them and eat there where their baby shoes were on the table, dumbass. That somebody's going to eat there, dumbass.
We're off to a flying start on the text message. I don't understand.
If you disagree with me, fine. Text and say you disagree with me, but you ain't got a name call. What are you, 13? Get out of here, dumbass. I'm not reading your text anymore today, dumbass.
Hey, let's have a day.
Dumbass is my favorite word to is call it? Listeners. Oh, I don't to know call why. Listeners? Because I called a couple of listeners dumbasses.
You
do
get, yeah. Recently.
You when you did, get yeah. angry, you
yeah, you, you get yeah. angry, you dumbass them. Comes out. Yeah. Dumbass yeah. call, dumbass caller.
Yeah, yeah. It's true. That was last week.
I don't know why we took that dumbass call.
Oh,
dumbass
I regretted every second of that damn call.
That was the best. That
was, I was so mad.
Your anger was amazing.
No one
amazing.
Cares about your dumbass team.
It was so funny, man. I've never seen you that mad. Ever. Like, ever.
Oh, I wouldn't go that.
No, yeah, I think I've been never, mad.
Not lashing out like that. Like, I've seen you mad, but not lashing out like that.
It was warranted,
I
man.
Enjoyed it. It
He's
was
like, I'm
fantastic.
Just dominating everybody in my fantasy league. So who should... Let me give him a break, man. Should I sit Drew Brees?
or Kareem Hunt?
Shut the hell up, dude.
I think geographically funny. In the United States, it's different, too, because I worked with a guy, and I thought it's in Chicago... Jagoff.
Ooh.
You're a jagoff.
Ooh.
That sounds very close to.
That sounds like you need to be dumped almost.
Almost.
But it's not. But that, because it's because that's why it's that's why yeah. they use it in Chicago. Because yeah. you can still use it in a business setting without being.
You can use
teed
that
up.
In a, who's saying that in
oh
a business setting?
Oh my God,
setting.
I've heard it a lot. Like this jagoff here just came in and thought that he was going to blow up our meeting. And oh yeah.
Wow.
And then on the East Coast, ass clown.
Yeah.
An ass clown is very prevalent. Yeah.
I like Fred's, what is it that he likes to say?
Dickweed.
I like that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yes, he used
it. But I'm not going to use it, but that's a really, really good one.
Look at these dickweeds.
Yeah.
Fred, now we're not taking any more calls, dickweed. That's it for today.
Somebody pointed out one time their favorite thing is when Fred goes, that's it, no more calls. 713-780. He does do that, though.
He does do it, yeah.
Excuse me, I'm coughing while I'm laughing. He'll tell no more calls, and then I'll give you the number. It's outstanding. I love it.
All right, we're going to have some fun today. Way back Wednesday, the topic had been chosen for a while now. It was with us all week, and we finally decided to debut it to you, the peoples, right now. It is songs pre-2008 that you would sing in the shower.
I do a Cupid Shuffle in the shower.
So you don't just sing it, you sing
and
you dance.
I sing the Cupid Shuffle in the shower, and I'll do the Cupid Shuffle.
Palatial Laminack Manor not only has a full-blown,
straight-up
club-like sound system, but the actual tiles in the shower are lights, and they do go to the beats of the songs. That's why Barry's able to do the Cupid Shuffle in the shower.
I will do it.
Barry's going first.
And this is on like a playlist that I drive around and listen to. Like, I'll just drive and listen to the Cupid Shuffle. It's a good-ass song.
How many shower heads you got in your shower?
What was that? I missed that.
He started counting. He's like...
It sounds pretentious, bro.
That's
it just
exactly
sounds pretentious.
How many shower heads do you have?
We gotta go to break. We'll be back. Usual Suspects. Yes, we at 97.5.
Second hand.
We'll be back right after this.
Are you serious? You got like 10 shower heads?
That's not 10.
Is it like digital where you go in and you turn the water on with the screen? I bet you it is.
No, it's not digital.
We'll get to the bottom of this mystery next. If you want to call the show, the HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. Call, text, or hit us up on Twitter where it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and the producer Nick. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
For something to do this weekend, visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Segment number two of the big show. It is The Usual Suspects on a Way Back Wednesday. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel. Barry, hour number one of the Way Back, in which songs pre-2008 you sing in the shower.
Love this song.
Well, when you have a shower that has a rainforest and...
A rainforest?
Yeah. Do you not have a ceiling with rain coming out?
That's not a rainforest. That would imply that there's plants in the shower.
Well, it depends on if you've groomed well.
What?
You might have some shrubs that need to be trimmed.
Oh, stop it.
Some manscaping that needs to be done.
Stop it.
By the way, so in the hallway, as I just went to...
Please don't give him any run.
Freshen up the coffee.
Please don't do it. They're
so
not
Graham,
worth it. Not worth
one
it.
Of our elderly salespeople, is a huge fan of Way Back Wednesday. And he was like, hey, I already love Way Back Wednesday. I'll go, okay, great. That, you know, songs to sing in the shower and it's a good topic, blah, blah. And I just went to get the Equal for my coffee and I'm coming. And he goes, hey, I got a couple for you. I'm like, oh, no, really? He goes, hey, you know what a proctologist's favorite Way Back Wednesday song is? I'm All Out of Glove by Air Supply. I was like, okay. So I start to walk away and he goes, wait, I got another one for you. He goes, the TSA at the airport, love Cheap Trick. What? I want you to wand me. I was like, oh my God, you make me and Salisbury sound humorous. Stop doing that. And he was very proud of those.
But he does. He has mentioned Way Back Wednesday before.
So. Yeah, loves it. I go, I'm sure you got a ton of Neil Diamond in the shower, Graham. He's like, well, no, I was thinking more along. I go, don't. Because he went back into the 50s and 60s. I was like, okay.
He looks like a Neil Diamond guy.
I've engaged. Yeah, I can see a hand reaching out, scrubbing hands, feeling. Oh, never mind. Okay, yeah, I could see Graham singing Neil Diamond.
So, how many shower heads do you have, Barry?
15.
That is ridiculous.
No, I have 6.
Oh, my God.
6. Off the air, you said 7. Now it's 6.
Well, I had to look at the picture because I didn't know if it was 4 body jets or 5.
Doesn't make it any better.
So we have the one overhead, and I want to say it's like 14 by 14 or 12 by 12. I don't remember which. It might be 16 by 16, but it's a big square rain head shower head, right? So it just engulfs your body with water. It's badass. And then I have the regular shower head, which is also like you can... it's attached to like a hose or whatever, so you can move it around. It's like you can, you know, get
the hard to reach places.
Yeah, you can wash the undercarriage and stuff like that with it.
So the world can blame you in like then, 1,000 years when the water's scarce.
Somebody did say, well, now I know why your water bill's so high.
Yeah, I know.
That's all the same pipes coming in. It's not extra. It's just more shower heads. And then the other 4 are body jets. So you can, you know, get your upper and your lower at the same time and all that. Get it all clean. Super clean. Why? What's wrong with that?
Waste of water.
It's excessive.
For starters.
Why is it a waste of water? You realize that it all comes through the same pipes, right?
No, you're using more water if you're using 6 shower heads. Yeah, I would make that argument, sir.
No.
You control them, right? You don't have them all on at the same time.
I mean...
See? Oh, there's no way he's not using more water.
I mean, sometimes I'll have like the overhead and then the jets and then you have the wand and boy... It's pretty dope.
Now, where are you aiming the side jets?
Do you have to ask questions like this?
Oh, no. You definitely don't want them hitting you in the penis. They hurt. It'll knock the paint off. It is not. You don't want that. You do not want that. It's like walking through a car wash naked. You do not know. I highly recommend you don't aim the jets. You ever been in like a hotel shower and it's got like 2 settings? It's got the, like, oh, it's a massaging shower head. And then you turn it on and it literally causes you to bleed.
Yeah, it's in a lot of hotels.
Yeah, that's how the jets can be. You do not point that in the nether region. I'm telling you.
Complete waste of water.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not. God. Feels great. I'm nice and clean. Your dirty ass could probably use an extra shower head.
I need this one and I'm fine.
No, I feel like you're dirty.
No one's ever complained about me stinking up the place.
Stalker Brian, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
A live look at Barry's shower. There's like 85 shower heads. It's fantastic.
That's not that bad.
Stalker Brian's not a dumbass.
Here you go. At Barry is funny on Twitter. I'll tweet out a picture. I found it because I told you I had one. I'll tweet out a picture of what my shower looks like.
That's just in your master bedroom. In the other 18 bedrooms, you just have like one shower head per bathroom, right?
You're just making up things. This is, no.
Let's be real. 12. Oh. In the other 12
it's
bathrooms.
It's a 4-bedroom house.
Doesn't matter. You probably still have
12
bathrooms.
How many bedrooms do you have, Joel?
How many bedrooms?
Yeah.
5.
No,
wait.
You have more bedrooms than I have in my house, and you're the one telling me that I live on the palatial estates. Yeah.
Yeah, 5.
Yeah, I don't have 5 bedrooms.
Well, they're not all bedrooms. We use them as rooms for the house. Like, Lisa has a makeup room.
Well, when you list the house, you would list it as a 5-bedroom house.
Yeah.
Yeah, ours would be a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath with a study.
But does that also include the apartment above the garage and the other.
Nope, that's just a Texas basement for storage.
What about
there's no apartment?
The quarters for the
nope
for the help.
Nope.
No
help. What help?
I thought you had a butler.
The cat? No.
You have to have a full time gardener. Oh, that's right. You like to do that stuff.
I'm the full time gardener.
Right. That's right.
I am the full time gardener. Nice try though.
All right. So on
what
Twitter,
Josh, we need to get to Josh's call. Josh has been holding for a minute.
Sure.
I feel bad. Do you want to just let's get to his
Can
call?
Can I just do this real quick?
Absolutely, do it.
Our lists for Wayback Wednesday are out there on ESPN975's Twitter account, so you can see it. Nick's tweeted it out. Nick also has control of all those accounts, so therefore he'll be voting for himself throughout the process. But just to let you know that the lists are up, so if you want to see our Wayback Wednesday list, check them out. So that without further ado, let's get Josh in here. Josh wants to talk to us about NFL rules. Josh, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hear me out before you guys
scream at me. Okay.
All right, can you guys agree with me that the onside kick is a joke?
I don't like it. I don't like the new rule.
Well, hold on. What do you mean by the onside kick is a joke? Like it's pointless.
It's a waste of a play. The percentage of the offense of getting the ball back is what, like 1%, 2%?
As designed, it's a joke. As the rules are now, it's a joke.
I don't like the new rule.
Okay. Proceed.
Because they changed it. You can't load the one side. So
right.
Look, here's my suggestion to do that. Team's down 10 points, 3 minutes left in the game. They go down. They score. There's a minute, 30 seconds left, two timeouts. Normally, you'd either kick it off or you would onside kick. Let's get rid of the onside kick. You can kick it off if you want to. But give the offense a one-time down at the 35. You guys score 10 yards. You do. It's your ball, first and 10, from there on. You don't. You turn the ball over at 35, game over. Let's put Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, fourth quarter, 150 left in the game. Let's put the stars in the game when it counts.
Appreciate the call, Josh. I'm going to go with no. If you want the stars in the game, guess what? Win the game. Like, why are you going to give someone an advantage that there's other solutions? Just putting
the
it
other
the 57 offense
minutes if you're playing with your
yeah,
stars.
You're just discounting
you're
that.
The game. Well, here's the thing.
And by the way, there's only like three or four stars at QB anyways.
E for effort, but let's go with the fact that the new onside kick rules are a joke. We all agree.
I think you should do it.
Everything after that.
Do it XFL style. Put the ball on the 50. Put two guys, one on each side on the 40. And they run, and whoever gets the ball keeps it.
I don't mind that.
I mean, like, if you're going to do it.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, especially for the NFL, for a product, you want, as a product as a whole for the game, you want a close game down the stretch. You want the other team with a chance to win, or at least to have a fighting chance to get back in. So the onside kick was always exciting because at least, hey, you know, the percentages aren't great, but there's a chance they could get the ball back. But when you do it the way they're doing it now, you're just like, it's over, man. Unless you get some kicker that can really get funky and get that thing to go up in the air and, you know, and stay up in the air, like, you know, kick the bottom of the tee and get it to pop straight up in the air 10 yards.
Who was it that whiffed? Was it U of H? There was a kicker that, oh, Nebraska. Wasn't it Nebraska's kicker?
I don't know.
It was either Nebraska or Maryland or somebody's kicker completely whiffed on the
outside kick. Because that's what they're trying to do.
They're
trying to kick directly to the tee under the ball and just catch it on the, after your foot hits the ground, bounce up and kick it straight up in the air so your guys can actually still have a fighting chance to get it. But yeah, the way the rule is right now, it's awful. But that solution ain't going to get it done either.
Speaking of dumb rules, you heard that the Big 12 has banned the horns down sign?
Yeah, that's dumb too.
So you're telling me they can't do the horns down just because you're what? You're upset or you're worried someone's going to hurt somebody's feelings? That doesn't make any sense to me. Like people are doing like the Aggie thumbs up and then they did the thumbs down in the LSU game. A guy did that after a sack. He did the thumbs up, thumbs down. Okay. I don't understand what the big deal is. That's being way too
sensitive.
If you're
Michael Thomas but you don't plant the phone, you can if you're pretending you got the phone and then you hang it up, are you doing horns down? Are you penalized?
You're like, call me, babe.
Yeah, call me, babe. Yeah. You see the co-eds? Like,
that's so stupid.
What was it? Oh, who was it? Some of the guys that got suspended for, I forget what team it was, Arkansas. Arkansas players during pregame were trying to get their Mac on with a couple of the dancers from like Ole Miss. And the coaches thought they suspended him for like a game or two or the rest of the season. It's like, come on, man. Your team is garbage anyway. And why don't let the dudes have – as long as they go out there and play, leave them alone.
I mean, to have – but to say that you can't do the horns down, to me, I feel like you're taking some of the fun out of the game.
That's stupid.
You're just – I mean – so if you can't do horns down, you shouldn't be able to do horns up. Right?
It's fair.
I mean,
or
if you're not going to
do your U of H, do your U of H thing. I mean, if you can do your U of H thing.
You're
going to
do the shocker?
Thing,
no.
No.
If you can't do horns down, you can't do horns up. I just think that's stupid. So, whatever.
I think this song sucks. But
this song is amazing. Are you kidding me?
You sing this?
Mm. In the car, in the shower.
Do you really? And you know the words?
I run to this? Oh, yeah. I run to this. This is a great song.
Okay.
I mean, I can't sing like her, so it would sound horrible. But
so when you're working out at Vortex, you're jamming this out?
You know?
You might
smooth.
Be.
Smooth.
Thank you so much.
You damn right I'm listening to this at Vortex. Actually, I don't take headphones to Vortex. And I, if you went out to meet me last night, I apologize. Things came up and I had to go home, so I wasn't able to work out. But I'll be there Thursday. Come hang out. I'll be there Thursday. Come hang out. And we're going to have a good time at Vortex. It's 1707 West Gray is where they're located. And look, dude, it is a great workout at Vortex. 45 minutes, whether it's the rumble class or the ride class, you get a full body workout. It, a lot of folks are like, oh, well, it's just boxing. That's just arms or shoulder. No, I'm telling you, the other day, Jordan and I went and did the boxing class. Our calves were sore for 2 days after the boxing class. That's the kind of full body workout you're going to get at Vortex. Same thing on the bike, too. A lot of people think it's just riding a bike. Absolutely not. There's weights involved. There's push-ups. It is another full body workout. Both of them take 45 minutes. Morning and afternoon classes, too. So no excuses. You can't be like, well, you know, I got to be at work until late. Well, go in the morning and vice versa. If you get to work early, you can meet me there in the afternoon at 5:30 for some boxing classes. And don't worry about equipment either. They've got it all there for you. You can get the gloves. They've got hand wraps. They've got the shoes for the bikes. Just show up ready to work out and they'll take care of the rest for you, including a cold towel after your workout, which is awesome. You come out of the room and there's somebody standing there with a basket full of cold towels to cool you off and relax, and then you can get a smoothie at the refuel station while you're on the way out to go home. So it's awesome workout. Come check it out. VortexTexas.com is the website. 281-501-3094 is the number. 281-501-3094. Log on. That's the best way to do it. Log on and schedule your classes now at VortexTexas.com. That's VortexTexas.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. Only a half hour into the big show. It is a way back Wednesday. If you missed the theme, Barry's got our number one songs pre-2008 you'd sing in the shower. A little Red Hot Chili Peppers for you right here as Barry would suds his Red Hot Chili Pepper.
You stop it. You stop it right now.
The showerhead thing is a big hit.
Is it?
Yeah, everybody commenting and pictures and, you know.
I do. There's a lot of handles in there, too. So just FYI.
Well, I bet there are.
No. You know what?
Depends on the weight loss challenge and where you are on it, too.
Several people are like, yo, I'm a plumber, and you're wasting water. It's gallons per minute per hole. No jokes, Joel. So apparently I am wasting a lot of water. But I'm using it, though. That's the thing. It's not wasting it if I'm in the shower and the water is hitting my body. That's not wasting the water.
Look, man, I mean, to each his own. And we already know what your water bill has been. So, you know what? If you're fine paying it, then you can spray it however you want.
Ben asked, is there a shower couch? Because that is... No, there is a bench, though. We have a fold-down bench to sit on.
See? It sounds more like you're at a park than you are at your own damn house in the shower. Look, your showers must last like an hour.
Munaf said, and you're complaining about a $10 car wash?
No, what he's missing is it's also big enough that Barry drives the car through it and he gets the car washed there as well.
I totally could. And then somebody's asking me like rude questions like, how much did that cost?
That's none of your business.
Yeah. That is none of your business. Couple texts from the text line.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all know that Ricky from Ballers is Denzel Washington's son? No, because I don't watch Ballers, so I would have no idea. You have it recorded.
And I deleted all of them.
You didn't even watch it?
I had 56 episodes recorded. I'm like, I'm never watching all of these.
I'm like that too, though. I'll have two seasons of something. I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to watch this. And I'm like, no, I'm not. That's too much time. I'm going to go play Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, so here's the dilemma. So I had DirecTV back at the house this morning because the same thing keeps happening with when you turn it on, it takes a while for it to, like, it says connecting.
Yeah.
And then when you change channels sometimes, it will take a while or it won't, or it'll like digitize and freeze for a second. So the first guy obviously said it was fixed and it wasn't. So this next guy comes out. And the other thing I'm not sure people are aware of, the drawbacks with DirecTV are one, weather.
Yes.
And two, if you have multiple rooms in the house with receivers, you can only have four on at the same time.
That's it?
That's it. So if you have like, you know, six TVs in the house, only
you can
four.
Only have four. Wow. Yeah.
So this guy tells me, and he keeps referring to this guy. This guy has developed software. Now, I don't know who this guy is and if he's with AT&T, DirecTV, or just some dude you know off the internet. But he's like, this guy now has developed software for us. So I upgraded your software. But in order to really get this done to prevent everything that you have going and not worry about the software upgrade, you just need to put in the new DVR receiver on your main unit. I was like, okay. He goes, but if you do that, you're going to lose everything you've recorded. And I was like, uh-oh.
Well, that's going to suck.
And I better call the wife first because every Real Housewife show across America and beyond has been recorded.
Real Housewives Latvia?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't exactly. want to lose that.
UK, it doesn't matter. Austin, it doesn't matter. And I'm like, seriously? And he goes, yeah. He goes, but this guy has developed, it's called the Genie 2s now, and the Genie 2s means you can get every TV on the house in the house and at the same time, for the most part. I go, wait a minute, for the most part? And he, I don't think English was his first language, but he's like, no, but if you make the switch, then you can, and I'm like, that would be good to have more than, not that I have more than four TVs going at a time.
Yeah, how many TVs do you have, Joel? You have more TVs than I have shower heads. What's going on here in your house?
I feel like
you've got more bedrooms than me. You've got 11 TVs.
No, I do not have 11.
11. You have 11.
How many do you have?
Okay,
see, you got to be careful, because if you open that door, someone's coming in.
How many TVs do you have?
Eight.
You go first. Eight? I don't have eight TVs.
Eight.
I have two people in the house. I don't need eight TVs. We can only watch one at a time.
Well, the dogs have to watch some TV.
Oh, my God.
I am kidding.
With the way Lisa is, there's no way you're kidding.
No, I am kidding.
Put on the nature channel.
No, because I will say this.
Scraps loves to watch the elephants run.
So,
what?
I've heard before, previously, when I was single, too, that the Animal Planet or something has, like, a channel that you're supposed to put on when you leave the house for the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did that. But I know for a fact, because Les Alexander, when he owned the Rockets, was obviously an entrepreneur, but also a big animal lover. He had created, like, DVDs and things like that that you were supposed to play.
That's horrible.
For the dogs.
By the way, I just realized I have 18.
See?
I was counting.
See?
Because we have one in the bathroom. I forgot about that one.
We don't have one in the bathroom.
We have one in the laundry room.
But when your shower looks like that, you probably should have one in the
bathroom. No, we have one in the... So you lay in the tub, you can watch TV.
Or you lay on the bench in the shower and you can watch
TV. There's no TV in the shower. But in the tub, there's one on the wall. So you can lay in the tub and watch TV. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So we have eight also, but that's because we have one.
How many subwoofers do you have in the shower?
We have one in the laundry room.
Oh, my God.
Well, if you're ironing, which, you know.
Seriously?
You got a bunch of ironing to do. She turn on her shows and watch it, whatever. Now, I will say this. We have the TVs, but there's no way that I'm paying for eight boxes from UVerse.
I just got all that resolved.
But they charge you for every one of those.
Well, so did DirecTV until you call in your bitch and say you're gonna drop your service, and then they take care of it.
So what I did is I have four that I just move around. I'm cheap. Like if we have somebody, like there's one in the guest room, and then if no one's staying with us, I'll put that in the workout room so I can watch, you know, whatever in the morning while I'm working out.
See,
and then we have one outside on the porch too.
I had that I had one TV that was designated to do that, one receiver to do that. So if I was going to go work out in the garage, I could take the wireless one out there.
Yeah,
until Lisa decided that she needed a TV in her makeup room in the morning. and I'm like,
well, always getting outvoted, bro.
That just goes and screws me there.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, you know what? If you're in the laundry room, I'll put one in there. But I'm not paying $8 a month for a cable box in the laundry room that you're never, you don't use it enough.
But see, that was the biggest scam that DirecTV had, was the minute, every time you added a DVR, you had to pay extra. Yep. Every time you added a receiver, you had to pay extra. It's just BS. And so, literally, I'm not kidding. And even the guy today suggested, I said, I already done that, bro. Because he was like, just call and say you're going to cancel it. And then they're going to, and I'm like, oh no, I've been through that. But it shouldn't be that way.
No,
they should be upfront about it.
Don't be jerks.
So now, if I'm willing to sacrifice, because before we dropped HBO, which we never watched,
right.
I taped a bunch of movies and things like that, because I was like, you know, and LeBron, that barbershop show and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, at some point, I'm going to watch all this stuff. Then I'd have to go back and reset the two or three shows that I record, and then she's going to have to reset all of her shows. I'm like,
not worth it.
And she goes, no, let's do it. I was like, oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm going to be on the treadmill a lot, because I'm going to have to watch these things before we get rid of this.
Somebody on the text line said, I'm a master plumber. Code restrictions, gallons per minute per opening. So he is definitely wasting water. You know what? No one asked you, sir. Listener Alex, my girlfriend's shower has pressure like crazy. It'll rip your nipple off if you're not careful. So
That's comforting in the shower.
Sherilyn Beaumont, love that song. Hook 'em down. Boomer. I don't know what song it was. I think it was Evanescence.
I hope it wasn't.
I think it was Evanescence.
I and hope then it
wasn't. NASCAR Johnny checking in.
Yeah, I saw that.
You knew I was going to read it.
Of course.
Barry wins way back Wednesday. Africa by Toto.
Didn't you move, Johnny? I'm sorry.
Favorite.
You're out of the jurisdiction and the zip code in order to vote. You're out.
No, no. He mailed his vote in. It's what do they call that? Proxy voting?
Yeah.
Well, he did it. Well. And somebody told you the new Genie 2 is crap. You'll have freezing issues. The problem was... the problem with your mini receiver is a known software issue. So there you go.
Well, they updated the software, so we'll stick with that until it becomes an issue, and then I'll have to face the fact that I have to get a new DVR, which I don't want to do.
No.
So we'll see. All right, we're just into hour number one of the three-hour show, so we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRP listener line, you can call, you can text, you can also hit us up on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more. It is the usual suspects. That means it must be ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning. Oh, yeah.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
It's not a waste of water if you're in the shower at the Laminack Palatial Mansion and you get rid of the muddy water.
Oh, my God.
As he threw a little muddy waters into the mix.
I won't dong you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thanks for joining us.
Muddy
waters.
Sorry, I had an in-depth conversation.
I saw that.
Muddy waters is
deep
the
jam. Into conversation in there.
Boys, they're talking over muddy waters, and it's making me angry.
Talking about
you just blew everybody's speakers in the city of Houston.
Whoa,
easy, fellas, easy.
The suspects are used to it. I always... turn it up and turn it back.
Jam it up. Real quick, before we get to some sportsy stuff, Demetrius texted and said, tell Joel that DirecTV does have a channel for dogs. I saw it surfing channels one night. I think it's in the 300s. There you go.
I don't want Lisa to know that.
I'm going to text her right now. I'm going to tweet at her.
You do that.
Here, Lisa.
The texting I know you're not going to do. So.
Yeah, I don't have her number. Yeah. Here's a channel for dogs, Lisa. Joel said he can't wait for the dogs to watch it. JP said, what's that song playing right now, Barry? That was Muddy Waters, Manish Boy. It is a jam.
That sounded like the original, right?
No.
No?
That was not the original.
I played the wrong song again?
What?
Mannish
Boy? I wasn't going to say it. Mannish Boy. Muddy Waters. Yes. There you go. I digress.
This time.
We move on.
Can we?
Let's do it.
Okay. So, you watched any sports last night?
No. I did not. Why? I mean, what was on?
Oh, it's some good college basketball.
Literally. Again,
I'm sure Nick was watching again, it because he was betting on he was the over-unders, the halftime scores, in-game.
I've been betting a little too much.
Again, I say what was on. Absolutely nothing.
Oh, Michigan State-Louisville?
Nothing.
Was a good game.
Don't care.
It was a good game.
Short hair, don't care.
Was it close? Overtime?
Yes. Yeah, overtime. Yep. Louisville got a win against a good Michigan State team, so that's their signature win early to try and get back on the map after all of the shenanigans and strippers and things that Rick Pitino had going.
Of all the sports we could have talked.
I just said that's what I was watching last night, and I peeped a little NBA, too.
I figured you would have been watching that Lakers game on NBA TV.
It was a terrible game.
Oh, it was.
But the Nuggets are back again now.
Oh, the Nuggets are back
again? After going 9 out of 10 and then losing like 6 out of 7, they've won 4 in a row again.
Did you happen to watch the college football playoff ranking show that didn't exist?
No. So remember that, Nick? So this was going back and forth on Twitter last night because
my God.
I all of a sudden get people, including ESPN, tweeting me to let me know that joined in progress, the voting's going on right now for the latest college football poll rankings. And I tweeted Barry and I go, boy, let me tell you something right now. If you told me that this show wasn't going to be on this week because it's the final week of the rankings and it ain't coming out till after the conference championships game and I don't get that hour of my life back, I'm going to be so pissed.
It's stupid, though. Why have this rankings and then you're going to do it again on Sunday after the championship games?
But
what's the point?
But when do you think the programming director at ESPN decided to take your opinion and go, yeah, we're just not going to do the show this
week?
Well,
I'll tell you why. Because of watching football all weekend on ESPN and watching all the games, never did they run a commercial about them being on Tuesday. Every commercial was about the final rankings on Sunday. I'm not making that up.
Because if you're a football fan, you normally will go to ESPN at least once every half hour to see what's on. And you'll realize that no matter what time of day or night you go on at the on Tuesday nights, the show will still be on. The college football show, I said to you last night jokingly, if you don't realize what I'm talking about, I don't know the exact name of the show, but you can just call it 60 Minutes. Because it's 60 minutes of absolute horse crap just to tell you
it
four
sucks.
Teams
yeah.
at the end of the show. If I want drama at the end of the show, I'll watch This Is Us. And I don't watch it. So just don't watch the show and tell us right away who the teams are.
It could literally be a tweet. Let's be real. They have an hour-long
yes.
show that could be a tweet.
How much Kirk Herbstreit can the world need?
I don't know, but listening to him try to act like he looks at Ohio State and Oklahoma equally is awesome because he is such a homer.
Yeah.
And he tries to mask it by, oh, well, you know, Oklahoma's really good, and Ohio State is probably better, but they're really good. And,
And then Mr. Burns comes on.
I'm not biased at all.
Mr. Burns from The Simpsons comes on in the shape of Paul Feinbaum, and he's going to give his 2 cents. Smithers,
and
I
also,
think Oklahoma has a chance.
Also
Smithers.
Super biased.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Feinbaum. So if you missed the
He's not exactly an Ohio State fan, I guarantee, because he hates Urban Meyer.
But if you missed the broadcast, no real surprises, 1 through 3, Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame.
If you missed the broadcast, if you just fell out from under a rock, you'd still know who the four teams are going into this weekend.
I mean, you wouldn't know Georgia, Oklahoma, or Ohio State. Who would be fourth?
Oh, I think you would have.
You would have picked Georgia, hands down.
Hands down.
No questions
asked.
No
question about it.
I don't know about that.
Well, I would have, because Ohio State got thumped by Purdue by 29 points. That was a horrible loss.
They all have one loss.
Right, but none of them got, the other two teams didn't get beat by 29 by a mediocre Purdue team.
No, but Oklahoma's one loss was to Texas.
That's horns down, baby.
I mean, that's one loss. They'll probably avenge that loss in the championship game.
I think there's a good chance.
So Georgia's lost to LSU, who just got thumped by the Aggies. I just wanted to say that. I know 2 points and 7 overtimes isn't a thumping, but I just
Tracy
wanted to,
will be
I just wanted to make
you.
Tracy and Clarence and
LSU,
all of the
Tiger,
other LSU
yeah,
fans
yeah,
upset.
Coming, yeah.
But, I mean, okay, so Ohio State losing to Purdue sucks, but they also beat the number 4 team in the country
they
in Michigan.
They almost got their ass kicked by Maryland.
And not only
they
did they beat Michigan, they trounced Michigan.
Sure they did.
It wasn't even close.
They also got their grapes kicked in for 3.5 quarters by Maryland.
They still won, bro.
It's just a bad look.
They still won.
They look
it's
at,
a dub.
No, you know how end they do this. End of the day, it's a dub. It isn't just a dub.
Kansas put up 40 on OU.
It's a quality of
Kansas.
Win.
Kansas.
It's a quality of win.
Kansas hasn't put up 40 in six games.
Let's give the boring college
football. They put up 40 on
OU. Let's roll into that topic. For all college football fans that don't have enough to talk about, the Big 12 just plays offense, no defense. Boy, it's horrible. I mean, it's just terrible. 56-54 finals. I can't take enough of this. This is awful. Well, it's bad college football. Guess what? That's what people like. Scoring. Lots of points. It's like, if you don't want to watch that, go watch soccer and watch a 0-0 tie after penalty kicks and get that 3 hours of your
life
back.
My buddy Chris Rogers made the best point of anybody I've ever heard when talking about sports and comparing it to football and soccer and all that. And he said, like, oh, so you're telling me you don't like a 3-2 soccer game, but 21-14 is okay in football. That's 3-2. Three touchdowns to two touchdowns is the same thing as 3-2 in soccer. I was like, damn, Christian,
that
just
is actually a good point.
You just ruined football for everybody that heard that.
That's actually a very good point.
You can suck it, Chris. You have ruined sports altogether.
Now just come up with some kind of freaking Pythagorean theorem and formula analytically for 0-0 ties with no winner at the end of the game. Gee, that's fun. God, my team, woo! They played their ass off and they got a tie.
So I don't know, though, that I necessarily agree with you that it was a given that Georgia would be four. I mean, the way that that Ohio State beat Michigan and the fact that Oklahoma's one loss was to the number 14 team in the country as it shook out in Texas.
You had Central Florida, LSU but after 10. The quarterback had his knee completely blown up.
Now, if you want to make the argument that Georgia has a tougher schedule because SEC, blah, 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 that's fine. But, I mean, the Big 12, it was not a down year for the Big 12.
I didn't say it was a down year.
Well, I'm just saying that you'd be like, yeah, it's OU and who in the Big 12? Oklahoma State, maybe. West Virginia. But this year,
there was
a lot of I'm saying. This year was a competitive Big 12. You couldn't always say that in the past when OU was running away with it, or TCU was running away with it.
Well, and with all that being said, if the Longhorns beat Oklahoma this weekend, there ain't going to be no Big 12 team anywhere sniffing that college football playoff.
Nope.
All right, we are hour number one in the books. 2 hours still to go in the big show. So Barry wraps up his hour of Way Back Wednesday. Nick, who's going next?
Nailed it.
Who's next on Way Back Wednesday?
You are. I'll go last.
I'll go hour two. Nick will go hour number three. So stay tuned for that and a whole lot more as we pop the top on the second hour, The Usual Suspects, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5, Houston. Hello.